Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The ACLU has set up Liberty University, but we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the ACLU is representing Jonathan Zinsky. This individual is using this case against Liberty University as a test case. They're challenging the religious doctrine and mission of the nation's largest Christian school, and they're trying to take down Liberty University and, along with it, every other Christian school, but also every church, every Christian ministry. They want to reshape your doctrine to conform to the LGBTQ agenda. Liberty's going to have nothing of it. We're representing Liberty University in this very important and watched lawsuit, Zinsky versus Liberty University.
You know, a Christian university, a church, anything Christian related like that, an institution, has the law on its side to be able to uphold its Christian mission, its religious doctrine. And for someone to come along and try to challenge that is probably not going to be successful.
Well, you know, and they're hoping this case would be the case that would go up to the United States Supreme Court. Certainly we're welcoming that if that's how this case proceeds. But they want to topple Liberty University. We're vigorously defending Liberty University. History of this case involves a person by the name of Jonathan Zinsky. He has intentionally set up Liberty University for this lawsuit, in which he is represented by the ACLU. 4 months before applying to Liberty, he began taking female hormones.
Yet he knew the university's doctrinal position and agreed. He signed his name on the dotted line. He agreed to adhere to that doctrine and Christian mission. But yet, after his 90-day probation period ended, he revealed that he'd been taking female hormones and that he wanted to become a female.
And change his name to Eleanor, and he was going to do all the other things, surgeries and so forth. Now, he did a recent TV interview, and he said generally, well, he was generally aware of the university's doctrine. No, Jonathan Zinsky was not generally aware of the university's doctrine. He signed off on the actual doctrinal statement. And the doctrinal statement is very clear. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. And also the behavior that is expected for you to act in accordance with that doctrinal statement is very clear, and he affirmed it. So he was taking these female hormones for 4 months, then he applied for a job, knowing what the doctrinal statement says with regards to male and female, and knowing what it says with regards to transmitting the Christian beliefs and mission of the university. He works in the IT department, but at Liberty University, the IT department interacts with the students. Students would have some IT issue. They have thousands of students. In fact, they have over 100,000 students when you add their online, over 100,000 online, about 15,000 to 17,000 residential students. And the IT department would be interacting with those regarding IT issues. And he was required as part of his job, not only to know how to do IT, but to communicate the Christian doctrine and mission as he's speaking with or interacting with students.
But you think about every employee is a representative of the university. Whether you're interacting with students or you're not, you're still a representative of the university, and you agree to uphold that doctrine. And he knew that.
He knew that. And you would say it should be fairly simple. You don't like the Christian university or the Christian organization's mission and message? Go someplace else. Go someplace else. But no, he and the ACLU set up Liberty University. Why? Because they wanted to and are trying to use this as a test case to change Liberty University to conform to his LGBTQ agenda. In February of 2023, Zinsky was hired by Liberty University as an information services apprentice at the IT help desk. As a matter of policy, all new hires are required to sign a doctrinal statement agreeing to abide by Liberty University's deeply held religious beliefs as a condition of employment. The doctrinal statement clearly states that all human beings were directly created, not evolved, in the very image of God, as either biologically male or female from the womb, and it is a sinful act prohibited by God to deny one's birth sex by self-identification with a different gender. Zinsky acknowledged all of this, despite that he was 4 months into executing his plan to act in opposition to Liberty University's doctrinal statement and employment requirements by denying his biological sex.
He also informed them later that he intended to legally change his name to Eleanor. So hence, Liberty University terminated his employee.
Yeah, and he knew too, and it's in writing, that as an IT person working in the help desk, that he was required to interact face-to-face with students and staff seeking technical assistance, equipment troubleshooting, and servicing technology equipment at the IT help desk office in classrooms, during classes where issues arose, and at various other locations across campus. I know for a fact, in being the former dean of Liberty University School of Law and teaching the Foundations of Law course, sometimes these IT people would be called in because perhaps a PowerPoint or something wasn't working or internet needed to be tweaked. They would come into the classroom, fix that, and they also directly interact with staff and they interact with students. I interacted with them when I was a dean at Liberty University on a regular basis whenever there was issues or with Don't laugh, Holly.
Fix my computer, please.
Don't laugh at me. She knows maybe I'm not as technically savvy as some other people who are technically savvy, and so I might rely on IT a little bit more than
other people. Of course, we all know. We are all in the same boat.
Yeah, but school officials, you know, he came in after the 90 days, 10 days after his 90-day probationary period expired. So he waited until that. Then he dropped the bombshell. He told Liberty University in an email that despite what he had agreed to, what he knew, what he had signed off on, despite the fact that he had indicated on his application that he was male and everybody knew his name was Jonathan, that he would be identifying as a woman and had been undergoing hormone replacement therapy. He also informed Liberty University that he intended to legally change his name to Eleanor, and he would continue to go down this road to the LGBT agenda to assume that he could change his sex. Of course, you can't change your sex. You are what you are from birth. School officials brought him in, talked to him, and said that his path was clearly inconsistent with Liberty's sincerely held religious convictions and doctrinal statement requirements, and that his employment would be terminated.
Yes, but Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, the First Amendment, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act all permit Liberty University to employ a workforce that it requires all their employees to be in full compliance with its sincere religious convictions, doctrine, and mission. Bottom line, period.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Title VII, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the First Amendment, we have a lot of defenses. And those defenses say, not only for liberty, but for other Christian universities, schools, religious organizations, churches, that you have the right to be able to set your religious mission.
Yes.
That would make sense, because if someone like Zinsky can come in and say, I want you to conform to my views, and my views are going to trump the day despite your religious convictions, that would dismantle, unravel every Christian organization in the country. And that's exactly the point of why the ACLU is using this case. They're coming after Liberty to try to get the courts to side with him and say, well, by not allowing this person who clearly violated the doctrinal statement, that would be a violation of the law, and therefore Liberty should be forced to change to conform with the LGBTQ agenda. If that were the case, that would be catastrophic for not only Liberty, but for every other religious institution as well.
Right. Think about if you have a church, you're not going to hire someone who's an atheist and doesn't believe in the Lord. I mean, it doesn't fit with the mission. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, Liberty University clearly has a right under the First Amendment, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and Title VII, to uphold its sincere Christian religious beliefs and doctrinal statement, and to require its employees do exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you, this is a lesson, by the way, for churches, religious organizations. You can contact Liberty Council for more information. Get your policies in order. As you heard me read, Liberty University's policy is very specific. God created. You haven't been evolved. You're created in the image of God, biologically male and female. Be very specific in your policies. We can help provide that information to you. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.